Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Ricky Watson?
Yeah, speaking.
And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 and over?
40 years.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile or marble finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, PCC restoration, marble mason, mason helper or finisher, bricklayer, cement mason, refractory bricklayer, fasteler, tile setter, stone mason, or other?
Bricklayer.
Thank you. And on the last job that you work on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Laying brick.
I'm sorry?
Laying brick. Finisher,
okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12, or more?
None.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community?
No.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was found permanently through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
I don't know.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now? About the same or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
About the same.
And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? I have a short list. I have unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fault risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? Or something else, not least here.
Language problem.
And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
What?
Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
And union organizing?
No.
And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
And changing the sub subject to the war beyond the Union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I have radio, the internet or social media, local TV news, print or online newspaper, cable news, or friends and neighbors. Which is the first one you are most likely to get your news?
TV, radio.
No, TV, local TV or cable news?
Local.
Okay. And after that, the internet, newspaper, cable, or friends and neighbors?
Yeah, newspaper.
Newspaper. And after that, the internet, cable, or friends and neighbors?
Friends and neighbor.
And the last one, which you rely most, the internet or cable news?
Cable.
The cable, okay. And the last one, the internet. And yeah. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Yeah, jobs.
Jobs in the economy. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 75% now. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, or no?
No.
As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat important.
And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know.
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Yes, auto workers.
And much more or just somewhat more with UAW?
Somewhat
more. And now please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job he's doing?
Somewhat approve.
And the support for labor unions, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Yeah, somewhat approved.
Immigration? Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
The economy? How would you rate them in the economy?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat approved. Healthcare?
Yeah, somewhat.
And foreign affairs?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat approved. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapproved.
Strongly disapproved. And are you registered to vote?
No.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Hello? Find it useful, yes or no, to receive that information?
Yes. No.
Anthony? No.
No.
Okay. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Yeah, fair.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
And how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words, how could the union best improve?
I don't really know.
But you can say anything at all, in your own words, based on what you have seen or heard. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
They could come around more.
Hurry? I'm sorry, what?
They could come around more.
They more what? I'm sorry? Can you repeat the answer, please?
Come to the job site more.
Okay. Just let me record the answer. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? In their own words.
I don't know.
But I'm sure you can say anything at all. What do you think the unions should be for the rest of the year? The top priority should be. You can say anything at all.